What's up, guys? Welcome to another Spider-Man Far From Home breakdown. We're going to be breaking down the movie poster and some Easter eggs that we missed, guys. Heart in the Paint starts right now. Let's go.
We got gifts, Parker, but we have a job to do. Are you going to step up or not?
You're all alone. Your friends are in trouble.
All right, guys, we are still doing that giveaway of the Oh Snap Thanos shirt. All you have to do to enter to win that is be a subscriber to any of our podcast channels on Spotify, Apple, Google, and all, where you can, you know, basically hear podcasts. And if you want to win the Avengers 4 in-game movie tickets that we are giving away, you have to be a subscriber to our YouTube channel. Hit the notification bell, like this video, and comment and tell me what's your favorite little Easter egg that is mentioned in this video. So we have to break down the Spider-Man Far From Home poster. If you did not see it, it is basically up there right where you're looking at it. There's a whole bunch of stickers here. There's a whole bunch of Easter eggs. Basically, it's everywhere we're going that Peter Parker and his friends are going. And there's a couple of places that he's been before. Which one? Maybe Berlin, because he was in Berlin in Captain America Civil War. But if you look at the date, it's actually present in 2019. It's not the one that, you know, basically like an old stamp. No, this is present. So we got Prague, New York, London. We, of course, Berlin. We just did Venice. We got Berlin. Again, we got two stamps of Berlin there, and as well as Italy, Swiss Alps. But also, I want you guys, there is also another London stamp there. But that could be very, very significant. Also, guys, if you have any other Easter eggs that I didn't find, please put that comment below, because I actually want to find out. There is this other stamp under Berlin, as you can see. I can't make that out. I tried to put it through Photoshop, all these kind of things. I still can't make it out. If you guys know, just hit, put that message in the comment below there. I would love to know what that is. So there's a lot going on in here, but one of the things I've been hearing is with all this European trips here, we might be introduced with some Europe comic book heroes. Now, not necessarily comic book heroes, but you guys know what I mean. So that would be something very, very interesting. I want to hear from you guys. Could we see maybe a Captain Britain? Could we see a couple of Shamrock or something coming from this field trip, from this film? Could we be introduced? And I think that would be something very, very smart to do from the Marvel Studios side, is being introduced where, I mean, these superheroes are not just from, you know, America. Even with, Avengers Age of Ultron, we were introduced with some other villains from all around the world. But you know, let us get some superheroes that are in Europe, and I think that would be really, really cool to see. I know that you guys will be excited. But some other Easter eggs I missed in the trailer, guys. I know, again, I don't have time to go through all of them, and I don't like long videos. But we saw De Matteis, which is a writer, an old writer of Spider-Man. He did Kraven, Last Hunt, a couple other really, really good comics he did. But one of my favorite ones is Kraven, Last Hunt. I mean, he did Spider-Man The Lost Years. He did Spider-Man, I think, Grim Hunt, I think it was, and Son of the Goblin, I believe it is, Spider-Man Identity Crisis, all those. But really, really good things. I think we're going to see Easter eggs all over this movie, even some Stan Lee Easter eggs, as well as Steve Ditko, all these kind of things. So let's keep your eyes on that. Guys, if you find any of them, please hit me up and I will shout you out on those. So, but also another one, just to wrap this up, a lot of people been talking about this, and I wanted to address it here. When it comes to Mysterio in the trailer, a lot of people have been saying that the symbol that is coming out of his hand is the symbol of the Illuminati. Now, that is been some speculation of it, how they're going to introduce the Illuminati and how they're going to introduce the characters that are in the Illuminati and Neymar and so on and so forth. Maybe this could be something that it could be attached to it. But I really want to hear what you guys think. This is pretty much a video that I've already said that line 3 or 4 times. I want to hear what you guys think because I really want to build a conversation here and see what you guys are thinking. And if you guys have any requests of a video that you want me to dive into or sections of the trailer or sections of any of these parts, let me know in the comments below because I really want to hear what you guys think because there are some theories that I have crafted as well as heard about the introduction of the Illuminati in the Phase 4, but it's not going to be that type of introduction where they will have their own movie or title, but they will just be an organization or they'll just be placed in an Avengers. They'll be placed in a storyline where they're coexisting within it. So that's something that could be done, or they could actually just redo the Illuminati roster. Because again, we don't know what's happening with Tony Stark after this. A whole bunch of people are freaking out because Tony Stark is not in the trailer. Again, guys, understand these trailer houses and how they go. They can make a trailer and make you think anything. So we do see Pepper Potts' name signed on the check. That's a given. We already know that Happy and Pepper was found in set photos of Spider-Man Far From Home when they were filming it. So we already know that these people and these characters are in there. So I don't think it's something that we need to freak out. And also, I did a special video on our podcast that we didn't put on YouTube because it was a really long video. I had a special guest and we were talking about, you know, clearing up the timeline between Avengers Endgame and Spider-Man Far From Home, where a lot of people are just like maybe freaking out, as well as not understanding how this movie is coming out when Spider-Man is dead, which anything could happen. Really simple, clearing it up. You know, they go, they make the gauntlet, they remake the gauntlet, they find their stones in different alternate realities or different timeline. And they snap, they redo everything, as well as everybody's memories, and they don't have any recollection, and the events of Infinity War never happened, and bam, we continue. Now, I'm not saying this is the same field trip or world trip, whatever you want to say, that was happening in Infinity War, because Peter Parker was on a school bus going to a trip, and there was some conversations between Tony Stark and Peter Parker, and saying, hey, where'd you come from, you know? And he said field trip, and we didn't really get to what he was saying. So I'll pretty much I'll put that on the YouTube video because I am recording this on a podcast. I'll really put that on the YouTube video. So hopefully you guys can see that. And again, guys, that's pretty much it. I just wanted to put that all on the table, start conversation, guys. Tell me, guys, what you think about all that was said. I really want to hear if you guys know if any more Easter eggs or one of those ones that, you know, are on the mask that I didn't cover or I missed. I would love to hear that and get a shout out on the videos and all that good stuff. So again, the giveaways are still there. To enter the win, the Avengers 4 in-game movie ticket, you have to subscribe, push that notification bell, like this video, and comment below. All right, that's pretty much it, guys. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy days to hear me rant, as always. I'm Justin with Heart in the Pain Podcast. Stay awesome and stay blessed, guys.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.